appreciate the activities of Jagannath Temple. Once he was in Puri, and a person declared that I am Vishnu myself. His name was Vishakshen, and he told that I am Vishnu. On this very Purnima, full moon, I will play Ras, and all ladies should come, beautiful young ladies should come and join me. And also from that day I will kill all the mlechs, all the western persons, they are mlechs jati, and fulfill my desire. The people of the local villages, they came to the commissioner, English commissioner, and told that person, he tells himself Vishnu, and he wants to dance with my lady. Then where we will go? It is very shameful act. Then commissioner gave this the
message
to judge his what he is going to do and to give punishment if he found him guilty. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur went there in his solitary forest home. There he was bhajan kuti, and he told that, what are you doing? These are nonsense. Being a person, you have achieved some joke power, majestic power. Don't think that you are Vishnu. Don't go to make ras with ladies. And you should be far away from killing the
foreigners.
The Western, like England's persons. He told that you don't know me. I will want to show you this, that I must do. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur took him, wanted to take him to jail. But this person, he told to police officers that catch him and you should take there in jail. But he used to do like this, and fire used to come from his
dreadlocks.
Jata.
Dreadlocks.
Really?
Huh? So everyone
had so many
feared.
Dreadlocks.
Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself cut and cut all his
hair. Cool.
Jata. Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself.
Wow.
Then he told, I will see.
He was quite strong, right?
Yeah.
By the help of Odisha. And then he took him to the court and decided judgment after 3-4 days that if you will give up all these things, then I will give up
persecution.
Control. Otherwise, I will have to give you jail. He told that I must do what I have thought. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur told that for 6 months he should be in jail. In jail, he began to fast, nothing eating, nothing drinking, and thus in 10-20 days he left his body. In this way he was a very strong ruler. Then he was transferred to so many places in Bengal and Bihar and here and there. And when he was in Puri, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati came from the womb of his wife, Bhagavati Devi, and his name was kept after the power of Jagannath Dev.
Welcome.
Bimla Prasad. Bimla Prasad.
Bimla Prasad. When he was a boy of Malli, 3 months, Jagannath got fish.
Festival. Rath Yatra.
For Jagannath, the chariot of Jagannath Dev. In front of his house, Bhaktivinoda Thakur stood up, and elephants and persons cannot move. After 3 days, Bhaktivinoda Thakur took his son and kept in the Jagannath lotus feet. From the garland from the Jagannath, came in the make of Siddha Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And then Bhakti Vinod Thakur took some rice, sweet rice and cake in his mouth, this sweet prasadam of Jagannath. And after that, without any effort,
cart was moving.
Began to move, run easy. When at the birthday of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti, his mother saw that there is sign of
Tilak, Kanti, this Kanti?
Yeah. Tilak and Brahma Sutra, Jagyapavi, that
Brahman thread.
And Kanti.
We said in the beginning, Kanti, Imam.
And thus, he called Bhakti Vinod Thakur, she called, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur told that, oh, surely this is a very high class of Uttam Bhagavat Vaishnava. And in this way he came to, after some time he left the job and came to Navadvip Dham in Sulhi Kunda. Where you have seen the sadhan bhajan place of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Samadhi there. And from there one day he saw in Mayapur that a big kirtan was going on. Mahaprabhu Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu Gadadhar and all other the parikar of
Mahaprabhu
were singing and dancing. Next day again he saw, and when he went there personally, he saw that there was a coconut tree nearby, and there he saw a forest of tulasi, automatic bloom. The persons, peoples of that place used to call that land Miyapur. Miyapur means a Muslim town, Miyapur. Because it was Mayapur, they made it Miyapur, Muslimpur. And then Bhakti Vinod Thakur called Jagannath Bhakti.
Jagannath Das Babaji.
Vaishnav Sarvabhaum.
Sarvabhaum.
Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He came and he was dancing there and telling that, this is the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then everyone knew, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur took the jamindari of that place. Understand?
Ownership of land.
Uh-huh. Who is like the landlord?
He bought.
He purchased
the
that land.
The landlordship of that place, and he made a hut, and he kept the.
Srila Bhakti said.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sriyadvaita Gadadhar Sriyasadi Gauri Bhakta Vrinda and Sachi Maya Jagannath Dev Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in one apartment he kept Radha and Krishna. In this way he told Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati to be there and to worship all deities. And after that, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, preached the mission in the whole world from that place, established preaching center about 84 in India and abroad, and thus Bhakti Vinod Thakur, like this, Gaur Premananda.
I read that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was younger, in his 20s, deeply read about Christianity,
yes.
And he was very learned in Christianity.
Yes.
All philosophical.
Also he read Bible and also Muslim.
Greek philosophers.
Yeah.
He was.
In Jaiva Dharma he has written the brief of all.
Yeah.
And Gurudev, he wrote more than 100 books.
Yeah.
He published so many books.
About 100.
Yeah. In no time he was writing these books and doing magistrate work.
You can sit on chair.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's not
he can't get up now anymore. Cause it's,
it's just like I can't get the blood back in.
Sit. Come on.
Is that
place? When we...
How preaching?
Nice. Maybe 20 to 20 people.
Wow.
20. Maharaj spoke.
You not?
Little bit. I wanted
to... You speak Turkish also?
After that I taking a remnant, what is left over the remnant I took there.
They're asking many good questions. They're asking many good questions.
Question?
When we offer bhoga,
on what subject
he spoke?
When you die, you cannot take anything with you.
General.
But they are completely new. Don't eat meat.
What were their questions?
They are asking, our next birth, do we choose next birth, or is God giving?
Our next birth, do we make our choice, or God is arranging that for us? By karma, or not?
They're asking why onion is bad. Pyaaz kyun nahi khate? When we offer the bhoga to Gauranga and Radha Krishna, etam naividyam, like this, how does it work? How does it work? Is Gauranga watching Radha Krishna take prasad, or Gauranga is taking same time?
Both. One side. Krishna is taking prasadam. You have to think like that.
Reconcile.
And Mother Yashoda is finding him. Oh, more giving. And the sakhis are looking from some hidden
distance
place. And when Krishna finished his prasadam, anyhow there. By Vishakha.
Dhanishtha.
Dhanishtha.
They
distribute.
Take the remnant of Krishna. And they take it. And on the other hand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting. Mother Sashi Devi is parveshaning,
distributing
prasadam. And Vishnu Priya is looking from any hidden place how he is taking.
But Gauranga only takes prasad. Gauranga Dev, he only taking prasad of Radha Krishna.
Maharajar prasna holo, jakhon amra prasad bhog nibedan kori, etat noibeddam kling gauraya swaha sringling Radha Krishna bhem namo eksange, tokhon ki Radha Krishna seva korchen Mahaprabhu dekhchen ki Mahaprabhu Radha dujonei sob eksange khacchen ki alada alada khacche jiggesh korche.
In two prakosh, separate. If you are giving to Radha Krishna, oh, Gauranga automatically he receives. And if you are giving
Gauranga,
then Gauraya Swaha, then automatically
Radha Krishna.
Oh, they are Radha and Krishna. But he still, for a sadhak, should see in two different
sections. But your question that Mahaprabhu only takes prasad, no bhoga. You can ask. Yeah. Gurudev, Maharaj is asking, Mahaprabhu only respecting prasadam, no directly.
Bolche Mahaprabhu kebol Radha Krishna prasadai grahan karen, tale Mahaprabhu ke dile ki Mahaprabhu age Radha Krishna bhog lagaben tarpor paben. In sadhak form is showing that.
Right.
Why is in his bishoy vigraha?
Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna.
Yeah.
Then how he will take the remnant of
to
Krishna?
To teach us the world, he is doing like this in a sadhak, like a
Naimitic.
In a worldly leela.
Yeah.
Oh, he is waiting for Jagannath Prasadam.
For teaching us.
Okay.